The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Keld van Schraven, co-founder and managing director of KR1. Keld, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Good to be on.
Yeah, and you've had a decent bit of news out, and we'll get into that, and also the crypto market is very exciting at the moment. But before we talk about the detail, Keld, for people maybe not familiar with KR1, can you explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, sure. KR1 is Europe's leading digital asset investment company, supporting early stage blockchain and DeFi projects. We were founded in 2016, and we've invested and supported many of the key blockchain and DeFi projects that are currently in existence. And yeah, we generate quite healthy revenues per month. And we've got one of the longest track records in the industry. That's KR1.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And I tell you what, you must be happy at the moment. I mean, crypto assets for a cracking year, Bitcoin rising over 200% in 2020. And what do you think has been the driving force? What's the momentum behind this renewed kind of optimism towards the sector, Keld?
Yeah, exactly. I think, in short, it's demand. We're seeing lots of American funds, wealth managers hoovering up a lot of the supply of Bitcoin. And also Ethereum's really starting to get some traction with them now. We're seeing publicly traded investment vehicles that are coming up. The ETFs are all coming.
Yeah.
That's in short form, it's demand. But in long form, it's really like a trifecta of more regulatory certainty around Bitcoin. The SEC and the FCA could have really gone after Bitcoin and Ethereum, but they haven't. In fact, the SEC early this year said that Ether is not a security. So that was a pretty big moment. Mm. But they will go after the assets that are clearly centralized, controlled, that we saw the lawsuit yesterday with Ripple. So that was just like a complete validation of that. So a couple of other factors in this whole demand cycle, the halvening effect.
Yeah.
So, very short memories, but the halvening was in May this year. We've only had two halvenings before that, and the Bitcoin price pumped massively after each halvening six months later, and it happened again. So, this was very consistent, and that is super valuable trends that people can now say, well, next halvening, pre that halvening, there's probably a bear market. That halvening, 6 months later, we should see some heavy price action. And the kind of the third really important leg of it is that we're seeing all these really incredible, well-known investors absolutely start to stock up on Bitcoin and Ether. Mm. We even have Ruffer Investments in London, which I think is the first significant fund in London to put $450 million into a fund. And then in America, we've had Druckenmiller, the George Soros partner. I mean, he's been heavily now into Bitcoin, acquiring that, Paul Tudor Jones. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the companies putting Bitcoin on there in the treasury, like with a 1% meme. We've got Square and MicroStrategy. And these are kind of like anti-inflation hedge, it's kind of a hedge against inflation. And they like the primacy of Bitcoin and the kind of the controlled supply and the security of it. There's no network like it in the world. And this is the trickling down from those investors into other assets like Ethereum, the Polkadots, the Cosmoses. So that's kind of what we're seeing.
Yeah, I remember sort of one of the big banks talking down Bitcoin before they got a position, and now they got a position, they're very bullish on it. You recently announced three new investments called Lido, I hope I'm saying this right, Swarm and Hydra DX. Can you provide a bit more information about them and how they complement your sort of existing portfolio, please, Keld?
So these, I think we've done over 50 investments now, so we're pretty well versed in what we like to see. And we really love these projects. They're three exciting early stage seed investments. Mm-hmm. So we like to get in early and support the founders. And we know the founders of these projects very well. We felt very aligned to the missions. Lido's staking Ethereum. And that's going to be like a big trend going forward next year and into the future. And we kind of previously invested in Rocket Pool, which is a similar type of service. It's not a winner-takes-all market. We love the team behind that, and we think this project is going to do really well. Storm is like a decentralized Amazon web hosting for AWS, which means you can't take the service down, it can't go offline. And this is really for unstoppable apps that will run forever. And that's like a brilliant, incredible phenomenon, because you could actually run applications forever. And you can host pieces of information forever, you know, like in perhaps a thousand, you know, a few hundred years, Swarm will still be running with content that's been put on, you know, this year. So that's just an incredible thing. With Hydra DX, that's it's a market makers are quite an established thing. They've been going for a few hundred years. This is market makers on smart contracts. So automated. And this is like a totally new phenomena. It's just a much better efficient market maker to provide a liquidity for like long tail assets. So yeah, those are, you know, we're really excited about all those projects. We think they'll do really well.
And back on the 17th here, you provided an update on your Polkadot staking activities, which has yielded almost $1 million in 6 months. Do you expect that kind of returns to continue then, Kild, or what?
Well, that's a very good question. It really depends on the state of the dot price and the market. But we think, you know, there's many, many factors to say that Polkadot will perform really well in the future. And a couple of the examples are, one is that there's 300 startups launching on it next year on Polkadot. They all need the native dot token. That's only going to drive demand up. And that's very much like what we saw with Ether in the ICO phase in 2017 and 18, when you needed Ether to participate in ICOs. You're going to need DOTs to launch those startups. So that's only going to drive demand for that token. And we think that's going to appreciate the price. And therefore, when the price appreciates, our revenue, monthly revenue is going to increase. So, yeah, we're pretty confident with that. I mean, staking is a bit like interest on idle assets. So, again, we were first mover on being a kind of institution to stake assets. So we've seen the significance of that. And our hope is just sort of like throwing out there that we move from, perhaps we can move from 6 to 7 figures a month next year. But that all depends on the dot token price and the market and how that performs.
Well, yeah, if it does, I can see our share price continue to rise. And saying that, though, I mean, and I suppose it's a foregone conclusion here. You know, it's risen by, what, over 300% from under 5 pence to 20 pence in 2020. And like I said, I assume if, you know, if your investments do well, that'll continue on it for 2021. You know, what's your thoughts?
Exactly. I think, you know, we still feel like we're very early on this and we're just starting out, but we're now pretty experienced in the whole market cycles and in investing in projects and also driving revenue, which has been something that we started last year. So, you know, we kind of sit inside our own little world, but in the sort of like macro movement of the crypto markets, and all the indicators are saying it's going to be like a very big year next year. We've got more regulatory certainty. You know, this sort of renewed interest is going to drive demand, and we're going to see a lot more innovation, and we really invest and support innovation. I think we're going to see a lot more innovation in this ecosystem next year, and that's what we're going to be supporting. I think market-wise, I think what we're starting to see with the roughers and those types of things, we're going to see people having to come in and invest and take a position. And if they're not, they're going to get left out. So I think, you know, that's only going to be in our advantage, because we're in the front row for investors realizing that, you know, we're an incredible opportunity to invest in. We've got a very good track record. We generate healthy revenue. We're well set in the future. So, you know, we've been driving very good shareholder returns, and we're going to increase that next year.
Excellent stuff. Well, do you know what? I was going to ask you for three reasons, but if they are different, let us know. Three reasons normally why someone should hit that follow button, Kild, and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, okay. We've got a track record which is second to none, and we invest in these incredible opportunities that are not accessible to many, and we generate really strong cash flows. This asset class is the future, and KR1 is one of the oldest and most respected investment vehicles in the space. And the third reason I'd say is really we've been doing this for 4 years. We're experienced. We've got a compelling story for investors, and they can go and see our results, which are, you know, they stand up for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. Cal, good to chat to you, and have a nice Christmas. And hopefully we'll catch up in the new year. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.